OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we choose. Even the superhero fight club, we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks. First, Mr. P. Features.
Hello, Internet.
Now, Maurer has a headache, so we're going to say calm and gentle. And Mr. Maurer.
Beep you.
Beep you. Beep
yeah, I still got a concussion from falling down the steps, and my head hurts like you would not believe.
You slipped on your swamp?
Listen, I tried doing an indoor slip and slide, and it didn't work to the way I wanted it to.
Although an indoor slip and slide sounds phenomenal.
Yes, it does. But the door is right in front of the steps.
Mm.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, you're supposed to set it up like yeah. Ant-Man.
If we've learned anything from Home Alone, dude, you got to open the door.
Now you tell me. Had a few glasses of Johnny Blue, and next thing
you
happened.
Popped a waterbed, and down you went. So wait, did you like actually try and make an indoor slip and slide, or did you just pop the waterbed and then down the stairs you went?
A little column A, a little column B. I mean, the water was already there, so you figure, hey, why not? And there you go.
It's facts.
So you went down. So you must have really been drinking if you went down the steps and then went, oh, damn, the door's closed.
I didn't know the door was closed until after I hit it.
All right.
Well, I think the alcohol kept him calm.
If anyone has met me when I've been drinking, you know, at that point, who cares?
I don't think I've ever seen Drunk Maurer.
Oh, it takes a lot.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
Baby Huey is one of like five people that have seen completely Drunk Maurer.
Drunk Maurer, that's a new goal.
Yeah,
that's a new.
Well, goal. There could be a chance to see Drunk Maurer in New York.
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. We'll talk about that.
We're getting the dolphin.
Yep. So New York Comic Con news coming up, but not yet. Anyway, welcome to the Wednesday show. If you're new around here, that's where we talk about the news.
The new news.
Wow, that was extra whiny. That was so nasally.
The new news. Oh, you said it.
It's like you had a cold.
We're talking about the news.
I don't know what that voice was, but I loved it.
Okay.
Sorry.
We got a lot to talk about. There's a whole lot of news.
What are we talking about today, man?
And it's really nice, by the way, having the whole team back. I mean, as much as I enjoyed our week at Emerging Gamer Studios, I like being back. I'm very happy you're both here. So there's my little mushy moment. We got a lot of weird stuff to talk about. I mean, some weird, some intense. Like, for example, Marvel wants to address school shootings, which is a little poof.
All right, what else are we talking about?
Oh, Venom's got a new power.
What?
Yeah.
And Fox pulled a major comic license from IDW.
What?
Major, with finger quotes.
Major. Listen, major. It's all in the eyes of the publisher, and for them, that's major. A major.
A.K.A. clickbait. Anyway, let's get into the comic. So some of this stuff we can rattle through pretty quick because there's not an actual lot of known information. It's pretty funny when we go through and read these articles.
Yeah.
And we're like, wait a second. Hold on.
We could be writers for so many things. It's like two sentences
in
a picture.
I don't think I could. No, it's not that it's two sentences. It's like seven paragraphs, but they've got nothing. Nothing.
As you'll know, this character was once popular.
Right. It's like it's the weirdest thing. So, okay, let's talk about Wolverine off the bat. So okay. Wolverine's
got to just die.
Yeah,
he just came back too.
Well, and he's got a new costume, and that was a lackluster costume.
Very.
And the funny thing is, Wolverine has historically had like the most unique costumes. Like they were different, bright yellow or orange and brown. You know,
this kind of looks like Wolverine Noir.
Even it's weird.
Even with that,
it almost looks like Wolverine Tron. Like, it's just got this weird kind of...
You know what they did?
Yeah, Noir Twan. Noir Twan.
Instead of giving him the mask back with the fins.
Yeah, can we get a goddamn mask on Wolverine?
No.
I guess not anymore.
That's what his hair is for. The hair is what replaces the mask.
Listen, we all love Hugh Jackman, but I want to see a goddamn mask on a superhero.
Yeah, I'm with him. I agree. I forget who's the director of Logan. You remember?
I forget the guy's name. It wouldn't work. He said it wouldn't work.
It made perfect sense. He's like, does Wolverine seem like the type to brand himself?
No, but
the guy that who's most comfortable in the woods with like animals and being feral.
Yeah, but that was Wolverine recovering.
No, that was Wolverine in general. However, Old Man Logan liked to go into the woods and just chill.
Wait.
Old Man Logan.
Wolverine would want to hide his identity to protect those he loves after losing his loved ones because of being the Wolverine.
Yeah.
That's fair, but if that's the case, you know, you're a guy with adamantium claws, and then there's a superhero in yellow spandex with adamantium claws.
But then you got to look at the history of those costumes, too.
Okay.
I think we'd get noseless Wolverine costume in the movies.
Oh, God, that was the worst.
It'd be a bandana, and that's it.
Well, no, actually, you know what I thought was the worst of the worst?
The
was
feral?
When he first came out. No, I would take the feral costume over when he... Remember when he first came out and he had whiskers?
Yes, and the claws were part of the gloves.
Yeah. Nope. Yep, not a fan. Anyway, let's keep this moving.
You know what? We should do a breakdown on Wolverine as much as we're all not a huge fan of him.
Why do you say we?
Well, because two-thirds of us.
So that's not we. That's
the majority.
That's you two.
This is
that's a we.
No, that's a you two.
See, if you are a fan of Wolverine, you alone are
you
singular,
can't
meaning
say we.
I. Me
we
and Maurer
can say we.
Yeah, but you can't do that on an audio podcast where they're not quite sure of who you're referring to, meaning that you're jumping me.
We are haters.
You're putting me into the We Hate Wolverine crowd, and I'm standing strong going, nope.
I just noticed that Features is wearing fingerless gloves.
Features has been doing that a lot lately. He's like he's from the 80s.
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right.
Features is evolving. This is not his final form. Anyway.
He's just protecting those hands.
Wolverine also has a new villain, which is weird. So he's got the new power, the new costume, and a new villain. So they're really trying to revamp Wolverine. And honestly, out of all characters, even though he's been in like, you know, a million books, he does kind of need a revamp, especially if you're going to bring him back. I do agree that we need to give him something more than just... you know, stabbing people.
His villain has the dumbest name in the world, though.
What?
What's the name?
Persephone.
What's wrong with Persephone?
Persephone doesn't... that's not bad.
Wolverine versus Persephone.
I mean, it could... We don't know anything about her. Here's the truth is, nobody knows anything about who this character is. I'll have photos, right? So some of the sketches of Persephone.
Yeah.
There's really not a lot to say. It's like a white costume.
On a brown-skinned woman.
Yep, that's about it.
Yeah. Can't assume race yet.
I'm glad you said that because we can't. We haven't really defined what she is.
She's Indian. She could be, you know, Hispanic.
We have no idea.
Could be just really tan Italian.
Lives on a beach. You know. Anyway, so let's keep this moving. Let's talk about another new book that's coming out, which is going to be Ironheart.
New.
Stop it. Just once in the beginning is fine.
When it's bothering Menti, you know you've gone too far.
So Ironheart, as we all know, replaced Tony Stark. It's a Brian Michael Bendis character that after Tony died, we had Riri Williams, who
allegedly
was an MIT. No, he died. Oh, remember, okay. he had like a clone bot. Anyway, when she was an MIT, not a graduate, she was just an MIT. She just went to MIT and built herself an Iron Man suit.
How old? 15?
Straight up, build a suit. Something like that.
Yeah. She was good at the mechanical part of it. However, her AI was terrible.
Well, that's why Tony eventually became her AI. So she was the replacement for Tony for a while and wasn't that well received at first.
No,
but
screw
has
that.
Definitely been growing on people since.
Mm-hmm.
We now have a new book. She's got her title, Ironheart.
She's got a dumbass costume.
I don't think her costume's dumb. The problem is, and I'll make sure this is all in the show post so everyone can see the photos, but the cover of Ironheart #1 is really disproportionate. Her shoulders are just kind of jacked up. I will say the cover looks bad, but the costume itself, like when you see the sketch of the costume, the front, the back, and the side, looks great. I really like it. It's yellow, pink, and black.
You like everything.
It's true, but it's cool. That's not true. Everyone was saying for a while
you can't just pull a Rick James just there.
I can.
It's true.
I can. And you
That's
why?
Not true. I don't like everything.
You know why? Because everybody was making fun of me for saying everything was dumb. That's stupid, right? Remember everybody kept saying, well, why is Benji say everything stupid all of a sudden? I don't like everything. Can't say that, punk. Anyway, I think it looks pretty cool. Maurer is, I mean, it's got, Maurer's not going to like it. It's got pink in it. Maurer's definitely not going to
like it. Listen,
my
favorite character has pink in his costume.
Who?
Gambit.
All right.
That's not pink.
Gambit hasn't had pink in long time, dude. That's been purple forever. And when he had the weird tiger strikes, yeah, he had some pink. But it wasn't even pink. It was fuchsia.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think Umberto Ramos is actually doing the artwork.
Who?
Umberto Ramos.
Who?
He's an artist who got popular for his I don't want to say a limited series, but he had a series on Image Cliffhanger. It was Crimson.
Well, there's also Eve Ewing. Eve Ewing is going to be the writer. And what was interesting about Eve Ewing is...
That you couldn't pronounce her name?
Nope. that Brian Michael Bendis, when he was leaving, there was a fan petition online to get her to write this book.
Ooh.
So
one of those things actually worked?
Yep. Yep, it did.
Wow.
It did. So, yeah. I mean, I'll check it out. I guarantee you, nerds. You know what this will be? This will be like Catwoman, where I'll pick up the first book. I'll go, oh, that wasn't bad. And I'll never pick up another one. Yeah. that's what this will be. All right. So let's keep this moving to some Venom news.
Sticking with
some Marvel.
We are Venom.
This is an interesting one.
I like this.
I don't know how I feel. Maurer, give me the news.
All right, so if you've been reading the Venom book and you've been going against the Venom God, which is the giant dragon type thing, Miles and them fell out of it and they were falling to their doom with Venom, and then Venom showed off his new power and he sprouted dragon wings.
So, okay.
Now, we know that the symbiotes can form wings as we've seen them in the god kind of being a dragon around.
Yeah, the dragon, the symbiote dragon that's flying around. We know that there are wings involved, and it turns out it's an ability that Eddie's always had. He just didn't know he had it.
And we've seen Carnage form the blades, and, you know, we know the symbiote can form into things.
Right.
It's not out of the realm of possibilities. I just didn't like it. I didn't like seeing Venom with wings. It just was weird. Especially they were like weird, veiny, like they were multicolored and stuff. It was weird. Well,
from that, there's been a few fan theories that the symbiote is no longer just the same symbiote that's always been there. That in with all the other symbiotes, other symbiotes might have joined in onto Eddie Brock.
It just seems like every other week we've got new Venom news, and I think it's probably coincides with the fact that the Venom movie's coming out, but they are really trying to revamp the world of Venom. I mean, they are going, like everything that happened, during the Guardians of the Galaxy and Space Knight, all of that stuff has been revamped.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like every aspect about the symbiote life, the symbiote world has been changed.
It's been changed, but it fits. So I think I'm the only one in the room that read those books.
But Venom Space Knight?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are.
Absolutely.
So what they did in that book is kind of open your mind to not knowing...
The Clintar? What do they call it?
Yeah, the Clintar. Not knowing what Venom is. Because we've had set in our mind for all these years, this is Venom. Well, they made it, you really don't know as much about it as what you did. So when they went back again to change it even more, it's a little easier to... believe if you've read those books and kind of been opened up to that world.
Except for the fact that the Clintar world that they show. So we're going down a rabbit hole right now. So for anybody unaware, the Clintars are the name of the actual symbiotes. So the symbiotes race is the Clintars, and they're like a galactic force for good.
Well, right? That's what they said.
Right. And they go and find a host. This is during the Guardians of the Galaxy run. This is during Space Knight. They go around, they find hosts that they believe they could help change the universe for the better, and that they can be corrupted by the host themselves. So that's how you got evil Venom, because, I mean, technically Deadpool was the one who corrupted it in Deadpool's Secret Wars, but that's a whole different story.
Well, then he also went crazy because he wasn't complete. So you got crazy Venom because there was a piece of the Venom symbiote that wasn't there. So,
well, plus the hatred that Eddie Brock had for Spider-Man, as well as the Venom feeling annoyed that he was cast aside by Spider-Man when he was like, Peter Parker's the best host that I could possibly find. And then all of a sudden he sheds him away because Peter was getting corrupted by the power, which was in turn corrupting the symbiote, which then went on Eddie, which was already corrupted, plus the hate. That's where you get crazy ass Venom.
And then when you now tie it to one of the reasons why they were seeking out hosts was because there was a host that was pure evil that corrupted them, and they formed the planet around him to keep him imprisoned. It makes some sense that, like, you could connect the dots there. This new power is cool. I like what they're doing with the Venom. It's probably the most excitement I've had reading a Venom book in a long time.
So and it makes sense that Venom doesn't just have spider powers. Like, I get that idea, because, you know, for the longest time, Venom was just, you know, black suit Spider-Man, right? Shooting webs.
Well, yeah. But
and then all of a sudden he was like, and he was changing his mouth, right? And his hands would turn into teeth and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, at the same instance, we've always kind of known he had more than just the spider powers. He just never used them.
Yeah, but now that the symbiote's been cleansed and that Eddie's come back one with a different mindset going into it, that's why they're able to use these powers, because they're now working in tandem more than fighting each other.
I'm not saying that it's not interesting. I'm not a fan of Venom with wings. It's really, it just boils down to me looking at Venom with wings and going, nope.
So you don't like change, is what you're saying?
I like some change. I don't like.
We'll get into that later.
I don't like Venom with wings.
moving on to more change.
This is a weird one. So let's move into, let's, you know what, before we move into DC news, let's finish out with Marvel for a second. And this is the weirdest of all of the Marvel stories, because Marvel tries to be socially conscious, right? Mm-hmm. They're even in the quote from the story that we're about to talk about with, I think, Jim Zub is the writer. I think his name.
Zub.
Anyway, Zub. Zub. He was saying that that Marvel prides themselves on being the world outside your window, right? And so it wants to kind of parallel the world that we live in now. It's just that their world has superheroes. So they wanted to tackle the idea of school shootings, which to me is a really rough topic to bring into a comic, because especially remember when we did that show for realism versus escapism?
Yeah.
This is a little real. This is a little too real for and it's out of all books to put it in, it's in the Champions. So it's all the teenage characters dealing with school shootings.
Well,
the quote is that he was saying that this topic is too large to ignore. And I kind of agree with that to a degree.
Is this going to tie into the other Sanctuary, do you think?
What do you mean?
Where there's a shooting inside of that.
That's DC.
That's DC.
But do you think they're going for the same feel?
I think DC's going for post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay.
Where I think this is tackling specifically school shootings. Okay. So the book is called, or the tagline on the book, it says, you never think it would happen to you.
All right.
And it shows Miles Morales. And there's supposedly another photo, I haven't seen this, that's floating around, that is the Champions rushing two guys in SWAT uniforms with semi-automatic rifles unloading. So to me, this is one of those books. They say they're very proud of it and they say they can't wait for it to be released. But of course they are. They're all the ones who are working on it. But this could not. There's a possibility that this does not go well.
This could blow up in their face.
No. And yeah, for us, I mean, remembering being in school during Columbine and how that affected everything that happened. Everybody was so hyper aware because there was nobody talking about anything or giving a positive or an outlet or anything. It was just this happened and then fear.
And I do agree that comics should address issues of this nature. Like look at when Speedy was addicted to heroin. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like when comics have a tendency to bring light to topics by putting characters that we love in scenarios where they live out something that's real.
Iron Man and alcoholism.
Right. That has a lasting effect. So I agree that this is something that should be tackled. I just don't know about the Champions. You know what I mean? Like putting the teenage kids in this scenario. I mean, this might be the older brother in me.
Well, considering the audience that the Champions probably has, it might make for a good read. Again, like I said, it could blow up in their faces, but it will be more relatable to have kids dealing with it.
I'm definitely going to pick it up, and I'll definitely give my thoughts when it comes out.
This should definitely be a book that if parents are, you know, involved with the comics, maybe they can read it as well.
Yeah.
So it gives a good connection.
Supposedly, like an early script was sent to all the comic shops ahead of time. So I would love to talk to somebody who owns a comic shop. If any comic shop owners that are listening that have seen this, please reach out, because I would love to know what that was like.
I think we should give it a chance, though, before casting.
All right, let's move on.
Menti will like it.
Ouch.
Menti likes everything.
What? Do we forget the day and age where everything was stupid? Like, come on, guys.
You've moved past everything is stupid. You're back to being Menti.
Everything's shiny.
I wasn't Menti then?
No, you were a miserable son of a shut your mouth.
Everything's shiny now.
All right.
You can both go to hell, you know?
Speaking of dumb.
Dumb?
Wonder Woman is reinventing a major villain into a hero-ish?
We don't know that for sure, but it's dumb.
I don't see how it could happen.
Right. By the way, I don't like everything because it's dumb.
Break it down, features.
Well, you want me to break it down?
Yeah, break it down.
Well, it's Ares.
Yep.
The god of war.
Okay.
And if what you're saying is true, and they're trying to reinvent him to be some type of hero.
Yeah, he's been in prison for a while, and Grail is a cellmate with him and changes the way his outlook is to, in the issue 59, which is part two of it, his new idol is Wonder Woman.
What?
No.
Wait a minute.
No.
Couldn't be. No.
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 Wait.
Not a fan.
Really quick. Grail. She's Darkseid's daughter who was also
Amazon. Are we sure
it's
Darkseid's daughter? Like, no. Darkseid does have a daughter named Grail, but are we sure this is the same character? Before we say that kind of...
Well, she was also Amazon as well.
Right. But are we positive?
That's the only Grail I know.
All right. I mean, the only reason I'm saying is I don't want to just make assumptions.
We could be wrong.
Right.
Okay. We could be wrong.
He's doing finger quotes on an audio podcast.
Listen, the only thing I can think of is they're trying to take some of the buzz from Thanos and giving him a positive spin on why he did evil things.
It's a common trend recently to have villains be good guys. Like, I liked Lex Luthor as a good guy. You know, this is not out of the norm for comics recently. Look at Batman White Knight when Joker was a good guy. I get it because it is a theme right now, but it's the god of war being a good guy.
I don't know how you spin war as a
now
as
you
a
can say
evil.
The god of war is impartial, but the god of war is still a guy who needs war.
Well, they're
to
saying
to...
kind of a good guy. They're not saying he's straight out hero.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
He could be bringing balance to the force.
But you
what is. What is this next thing?
Well, Fox, in their infinite knowledge on doing things that are great for properties, decided...
That hurt. That hurt. The only good thing... never mind. They sold to Disney. That's the good thing.
That was the great part.
They decided to pull both the Buffy the Vampire Slayer and the Firefly license from IDW. So when I say major thing, IDW, that was two of their biggest books. They've won awards, the Buffy seasons that have gone on after the show ended, written by Joss, kind of overseen by Joss, have been doing great for them.
Right.
And now they can't do it because they are doing a reboot.
Of Buffy?
Of Buffy on TV.
I've heard talks of that.
Yes. So.
Cool.
Yeah. It's
wow. You know, like?
I've never. We've known this. This is not a new thing. There was one time that Maurer and I, this was during New York Comic Con a couple years ago, Maurer in a room and everyone started talking about Buffy and Angel and stuff. And Maurer's like getting into it. And he looks over and he sees me and I'm just standing by the door quietly like, I don't even know what to do here. I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
All right, let's talk about some TV news. And we're going to do this real quick because there's not a lot to talk about. So, one, there is some set photos from Daredevil Season 3 showing that there is a clone or an imposter. I shouldn't say clone.
Yeah, we should
say
imposter.
An imposter of Daredevil running around, which leads me to believe, which everyone believes, is born again, which is when the Kingpin has imposter Daredevil.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's that.
He works for him.
He does that. And then what else we got? There are I don't know if this is the same thing that's supposed to be up there because you said there's some crazy titles in the next Flash season. One of which is Cisco, the death of Cisco.
What?
Yeah, one of the titles is the death.
Listen, get rid
here,
of Cisco.
You mother beeping assholes. Yeah,
you can't
get rid of Cisco.
Now it doesn't matter because it's Flash and timelines, and we've lost Harrison Wells six times.
But we've only had I was going to say one Cisco, but there were two.
Yeah, there were two. And technically, if you think Flashpoint, it could be three,
arguably.
Not really, but arguably.
Yeah.
Anyway, my point being is we've lost Harrison Wells a couple times, and you know we're still tuning in. So they could change the timeline.
I can't take them killing another Wells either.
You can't kill Cisco. It's like it's an unwritten rule at this point.
Yeah, don't kill Cisco.
Yeah, all right, keep that moving. Yeah, so Nora's new costume. So we know Nora Allen is going to be a character on The Flash.
Woo-hoo!
We know Nora Allen is Flash's daughter, who seems like she kept him from dying when she traveled back in time, creating her own Flashpoint. Well, it looks like she's going to be a character that in the books was known as XS. It was her code name, which is really hard to say.
Excess. Kind of like in excess.
Excess.
Like excessive speed.
Excess. Anyway, we know this because of the logo that's on her chest, which is like a zigzag.
X and S.
No, it's a zigzag. It looks like a trail of a speedster that kind of goes into like a I don't know, like a flower, or like a star. What? It's more like a star. But the Legion of Superheroes, I believe that's what they were called.
Oh, so her costume was done by Bape.
All right, can we do a mild, low-key one?
Nope. Sorry, man. I got to give it my all.
All right, let me take off the headphones first.
Close your ears. Right. I can do this on my own if you don't want to.
I can't not join in.
All right, here we go. And a one, and a two.
Earth 2!
If you're new around here, that's when we don't really know how your brain just got there.
Well, you do know what the Bape clothing line is, though.
I don't know where you get a trail and then a flower.
Well, you said a star.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Anyway. You ever seen a Bape shoe? The shoes?
Do you really want to sit and talk about this right now?
I don't.
Right now.
I really. Can we
anyway, not? Because of the logo, that's why they believe that she is going to be reminiscent of that XS character, who is actually a character from the 31st century, she's like an amalgamation. She was actually Dawn Allen's daughter in the 31st century, so she's like an amalgamation.
Dawn. I do like the costume in the comic that they showed. It's a cool...
It'll be in the show post so everybody can see what I'm talking about.
All right.
But yeah, let's move on to
Lucifer news.
I was going to say, let's move on to movie.
No.
Because
trust me, it's going to be quick. They cast Eve in Lucifer. So the original sinner is going to be in Lucifer. And it's Inbar Lavi. And she was the witch in The Last Witch Hunter. So one of the characters in there. So they're adding it could be another love interest for Lucifer in it. Netflix has been they're putting so much money into Lucifer because they really feel it could be one of their perennial hits.
It very well could. All right, now moving into movie news, I only want to talk about three main things. One, Green Lantern.
Tommy Cruise.
This Tom Cruise stuff is not new, folks. It's not new.
Not new. We talked about it months ago.
I don't know why this is making this resurgence. Maybe he's in talks. I don't know.
No, because all the articles say they haven't heard anything since they originally said that information 6 months ago.
I don't really want Tom Cruise to be Hal Jordan.
The latest,
you and a lot of other people.
He hasn't really put out a bad movie.
Mission Impossible's weren't bad movies.
Mission Impossible's are great. The last one, if you haven't seen it, is phenomenal.
Two wasn't that great.
This last one is probably one of the best movies.
Two was not that great.
I like two. I like all of them, but
actually, no. Two is the one with the falling down and the white. That was what? What are you talking about?
Wow, your voice.
he went full Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson on us.
No problem.
But I mean, he can hold a franchise. He can hold an action movie.
I still just can't hear his voice. I've never read a Green Lantern comic and went, "Oh, there's Tom Cruise." It's just never happened. At no point have I ever looked at Hal Jordan and went, "Tom Cruise."
Listen. Maverick, baby.
Look, Top Gun. That's what I said.
I could be shocked because, again, when Tobey Maguire was cast as Spider-Man, I went, the Pleasantville guy? You got to be kidding me. When Heath Ledger got the Joker, I went,
Wait, no,
the night guy?
What? Oh, yeah, night what? Sale.
The gay cowboy?
All right. Man. Okay. But, I mean, I could be shocked and pleasantly surprised. And again, Geoff Johns is the only reason that movie's going to be any good.
He's going to redo Top Gun.
Well, and the director is somebody that he's worked with multiple times. So it makes sense if they go. The only thing is he wants the character he plays not to die. And that's where they got hung up.
Why would Hal Jordan die?
So, keeping this moving. Deadpool 2, we've seen some new interesting concept art come out recently of what Tim Miller's version of Deadpool 2 would have been like. For anybody unaware, Tim Miller did the first movie, didn't want to do the second movie. They say creative differences. We don't really know what the whole story is. But yeah, he didn't come back to do the second movie. It would have been a very different film. So the concept art shows the Fantastic Four in the movie. Now, I'm not talking like a new Fantastic Four. I'm talking about the cast from the 2015 bomb Fantastic Four. And when I say bomb, I'm not like 90s, could like this, that's awesome bomb. No, I'm talking about like it bombed. It was terrible.
Could this be the creative differences?
Probably.
You know what?
Probably.
Maybe.
Because why would you put them in there?
I will say Juggernaut in the concept art looked way better than Juggernaut in the movie.
Yeah.
Like I like Juggernaut in the movie because, you know, he tore the sleeves off.
Yeah.
But he didn't look like Juggernaut, other than the helmet. Right. Yeah. This would looked like Juggernaut. Right.
You know what? He's never come back. Him and they're playing it off as they're playing nice, but I think him and Ryan Reynolds really had it out for him to leave.
I doubt it.
He left after production started.
Oh yeah, obviously there was concept art.
So,
I mean, I don't get why you would have Fantastic Four in there, but you know, whatever.
For a punchline.
I mean,
unless Juggernaut kills them somehow, then
I highly doubt it would have been a punchline. I think they would have been a big part of the movie. I think that they were trying to create a shared universe. Maybe that was what it was. Maybe Tim Miller wanted to create a shared universe with Deadpool and the Fantastic Four movie that was coming out and create their own kind of Marvel thing. And then Ryan Reynolds was like, no.
Yeah, I probably said, I would have said no to that too.
So, I mean, who knows?
Stood my mouth shut once here's before. The thing. I'm not doing it.
Guys. I don't know if you were aware, but the last week we've been really bad with time on our half hour podcast. So I want to wrap this up. The only other thing I want to talk about is the fact that there is a Power Rangers sequel in the works.
Yes!
Thank God.
The funniest part is the guy who played the Blue Ranger in it, who was probably one of the best parts of the movie.
He was. No, not probably.
He was.
Was. Blue Ranger. This is the first time I've ever going to go. Blue Ranger was the best of the Rangers.
He was.
Never thought I would say that.
So he made an appearance at a recent con who had like a Blue Ranger panel. And they're like, what do you know about the sequel? And he just whispered, they don't tell me anything, but if they do, I'm in. You know, basically, you know, something like, he doesn't know anything yet. They just announced it. They just bought the rights to it. So
sweet.
I'm happy. That movie was good.
I do want to get another slap scene.
Did you slap me?
I did.
Yeah. Weird, right? All right. We also got a question from Librarian Kate. You know, the wonderful Librarian Kate, who is always been very supportive, so we appreciate you. She wanted to know what our favorite con moment was. So from a Comic-Con, what was our favorite moment, or what Comic-Con would we like to go to?
Right? I think we all can list? Say the same one we want to go to. San the count Diego. Of three. Oh, way to...
Right, yeah, way to ruin that.
I'm sorry.
I mean, from what I understand, my dad likes to tell me all the time that he took me to the very first San Diego Comic-Con when I was like a toddler.
You don't remember that.
But I have no idea. I have no recollection of that whatsoever. But yeah, San Diego Comic Con. Yeah. Absolutely. No Definitely. Question about it. OG, if you're listening, San Diego Comic Con.
Can you put us up?
Want to get those press passes together. I'm just saying.
Well, and hotel, maybe.
I'll splurge on a hotel.
We've already paid for it once. We just didn't get to use it.
Yeah, that's true. We did buy tickets to go. That's a whole different story. Favorite con moment, Maurer. You've had so many because you've lived a con life longer than we have. Your Stan Lee has to be. If it's not your Stan Lee, I'm gonna throw my shoe at you.
I'm gonna get a little mushy.
Take off your shoe.
No, I'm gonna get mushy on this. Don't, and you're not gonna hit me. James Marsters, I'm recording an anniversary wedding gift for my wife.
Aww.
We can't hit him for that.
He's got so a soul. Sweet. Look at his heart. It's great. It's like the Grinch over there.
He's even smiling. Look at him.
James, he was incredibly nice. I feel bad for the person that was behind me. Because he just kind of signed their autograph and told them to go and then stepped aside with me to record this video and talk to me for a bit. So, yeah, that's probably my favorite moment. I mean, Stan Lee's up there.
That's a good one. That's a good one, man. All right, Feech.
I mean, there's a moment every con I've been to. I
like?
Can single one out, you know, where you guys
just try.
Pick me out for dance contests. And
it wasn't like...
And then, What
about you fighting Battle Chasers, number one?
Oh, yeah.
Is your face? I haven't seen that face often.
Did he get Mike Tyson voice?
No, he didn't. He didn't. But he was also speechless.
Okay. Yeah, I was. That was a big moment for me too. So that.
I mean, yeah, I think the not your dance battles, but I like the when we had the Star Lord dance battle. Yeah. I also like the Chimichanga line.
That was
I like our resident Deadpool and his Chimichanga line. That's one of my favorites. I love that, even though I almost died when I got back.
Shout out to J Lones.
Way out of shape to be doing that.
Or, you know, the first time we all had our own
booth
together.
Yeah.
Like that it's still hanging up there. We still have in Fireside Studios. We'll take a picture and put it up there. We have our first ever banner from
time that we were the reason why Comic Book Men was canceled.
Oh, wait, what?
When we were dubbed Comic Book Men and then a few
months later. Oh, then it got canceled? Oh,
yeah. Wait a minute.
That's a good point.
Just for record, I wasn't a part of that.
Oh, yeah.
Or it was you two guys.
Or when Features didn't get a chance to meet.
We want to bring that up? Huh?
No, okay. Well, okay. I won't do that. Right. I won't do that to you. Anyway.
Yep. Top, the third one might be Jonathan Cheek.
Jonathan Schaech was great from That Thing You Do.
Yeah.
Getting him to actually hang the mic upside down.
I quit.
That was a good one. That was a really good one. Or who was the dude I pissed off?
Oh, Timac.
Timac, yeah, because I didn't know who he was.
Yeah. I knew, the crazy part was they sent me on a man on a street mission. I actually wanted to do the Timac interview. Dude.
This is Big Apple Comic Con, by the way.
And he was like, yeah, no, Features, we need you out there. I'm like, oh.
And then right. he shows up and he sits next to me and he could tell immediately I had no idea who he was. Yeah, that was the funniest.
Well, on thing. That note, Menti, do that thing.
You can find the show Welcome to Fireside everywhere online. You can find me, Jay Menti, or John Menti, depending on where you look. If the support goes a long way, we truly appreciate anybody who has liked, commented, shared, all of that stuff. It means the world to us, so thank you very much. All of the Firesiders in the Firesiders group, we truly appreciate you. I saw the number jump up again, so thank you. Yeah, once again, I'm Menti.
And I'm Features.
And I'm Mr. Mauer. Don't forget to check us out on the OG Podcast Network. That's OGPodcastNetwork.com or OG Podcasts on social media. Don't forget the app.
Deuces.
Don't forget the app. Deuces.